Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 1st of October. I'm your host, Paul White. Hey, have I mentioned to you that we live stream the Tuesday night Bible study? Many of you know that we are now back to doing weekly Bible studies in Flowery Branch, Georgia. We have a group that meets, and we work our way through the book of John. We have a little bit of worship at the beginning. About half the times we'll have a few songs, sometimes we have none. But we fellowship together, we share the word, we are working verse by verse through John, taking our good sweet time. Tomorrow night, Tuesday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern time, we meet at the Sterling on the Lake Clubhouse Theater in Flowery Branch, Georgia. Address is on our website. I'm telling you this not because I expect that our audience can be there, although we have had several drop-ins over the last 6 weeks who listened to the podcast. We had someone working from out of state that came to a meeting. We've had people drive from several hours away, and we were blessed last week to have someone from several states away who was in visiting family. We love that, just this idea that our listeners can come and be a part of it if they want to. However, everyone can be a part of it in a couple of ways. One, we are now live streaming these meetings via Facebook Live. So if you want to watch as we teach live, you can go to Paul White Ministries Facebook page, click like, and then you can follow us. Or if you are a personal friend of mine on Facebook through Paul White, and I'm usually floating right around my maximum 5,000 friend limit, so you're probably better off to go to the Paul White Ministries Facebook page, click like, and then you can follow us there. We run a stream on both sites. And we leave that up for about 24 hours. Now, then we take it down because we put the video, an edited version of just the sermon, we put that up video and audio by Wednesday morning of each week. And so that then goes to all of our platforms, YouTube, Podbean, Stitcher, wherever you find the podcast. And so you get it, whether you're with us live or not, you can still access it. But if you like that whole thing of sitting at home on a Tuesday evening or a Tuesday afternoon, depending on what time zone you're in, or you're on the other side of the world, maybe it's Wednesday morning, then we want you to know that that is there, that option is available. We're working on the sound quality for the live stream. I think we're going to be in a lot better shape with that tomorrow night. And we're working on the lighting quality of the video overall. So be patient. Stay with us. Tomorrow night will be the 7th study out of the book of John. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. We kind of dealt with that on its own. Not yesterday. Yesterday was the DDP essay edition. And I'm going to tell you something about those essay editions in a moment as well. We dealt with that verse a couple of days ago, but I didn't deal with the quote because Peter gives you an Old Testament quote. Here's the last half of verse 14. And if you're looking at your text, you'll notice this is italicized, but not in that italicized as in an additional word, not in the text way, but in that inside of quotes, italicized because I'm quoting an Old Testament writer sort of way. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. It's interesting how Peter lays this in, because this is a bit unusual. He doesn't say, for as it is written, or for. Like when you get back to when we were in the Love Life and See Good Days passage, he opens that 10th verse with for he who would love life and see good days. That word for is Peter's word. That's Peter going, okay, here's what the text says. Or if you go back to, say, chapter 2, verse 21, Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, and then a quote, who committed no sin. So there's always sort of this lead up. In fact, the translators put a colon at the end of verse 21 of chapter 2, just to kind of help transition you into the quote. But in verse 14, they didn't do that. And Peter doesn't give you any indication he's about to quote. We do know it's a quote, though, because it's found in the Old Testament. What I want to do is take you to the text. Here it is again from Peter. Do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. I want to take you to where Peter's quoting from. I'm going to show you the context surrounding that. Peter's quoting to you from Isaiah chapter 8, verse 12. But let me kind of slow down here and say this right. We are the ones who broke this into chapters and verses. Probably not we. Okay, not we. That was done centuries after Peter was dead. They began to break the Bible into chapters and verses. So Peter doesn't do it in his book. Isaiah doesn't do it in his book. So when I say he only quotes half of a verse, he wouldn't have looked at it that way. He was quoting what he saw in the writings of Isaiah. But it is half of verse 12 of Isaiah 8. I want to read to you 11, 12. Let's read 11 and 12. For the Lord spoke this to me with a strong hand. The word strong hand there is mighty power. The Lord spoke this to me with mighty power and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, and this is now God speaking to Isaiah, do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. That is an interesting phrase. The last part is all Peter quotes. Peter says, don't be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Sometimes when you go back into these Old Testament passages, you discover things you didn't know existed. And I honestly had not looked at this conspiracy passage in a long time. I personally think that one of the things that is embarrassing about the way we handle things we don't understand or opposition in the world is we categorize all things as conspiracy. Let me tell you, and I might even lose some listeners here. Nothing disinterests me faster than conspiracy theory. Than this idea that the reason why things are the way they are is there's this massive undertow in the darkness to do these things. I think even way back here in Isaiah, God is telling Isaiah, listen, it's not always this undercurrent against you. It's not always this private conspiracy. In fact, God even tells Isaiah, don't call it a conspiracy. Concerning the things people call conspiracies, don't be afraid of their threats. Don't be troubled. I don't know that God is saying it's not a conspiracy. He's simply telling Isaiah, the best way to navigate yourself through the world is to stop looking at everything as a conspiracy. So again, at risk, and I say this at risk of knowing that this could be offensive to someone or losing someone, because look, I see people's posts. I'm not blind. I see what people tweet and what they repost and the things they believe to be true, that airplanes are, you know, putting out chemtrails, that are conspiracies of the government or airline industries to give us some sort of diseases to help pharmaceutical companies, that the vaccine industry is a conspiracy, that I don't even have time to go through the list, neither do you. I call what some person calls a chemtrail, I call a cloud. And there's science behind why at a certain altitude and at certain temperatures there are trails behind planes. I don't need an email with four links explaining the dark side of what's going on 35,000 feet in the air. I think this is why we're getting discouraged sometimes. I think this is why we're losing focus, because we keep looking around in a world trying to figure out why there's things we don't understand. We end up with conspiracy. And God says, don't call it a conspiracy, and don't be afraid and don't be troubled. And the reason why you're so afraid and you're so troubled is that you're often calling it something it's not. We'll move on tomorrow. See you then. God bless.